Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday afternoon, July 18th, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of business and corporate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Global Energy Metals increases offering to $650,000 amid strong investor demand. Updates on projects. Global Energy Metals Corp has increased its non-brokered offering to $650,000 from $500,000 due to strong investor demand. CEO Mitchell Smith highlighted the challenges faced by junior mining companies in raising funds and expressed appreciation for the support from existing shareholders and larger investors. Smith emphasized the importance of battery metals in addressing the supply-demand gap for critical minerals. The company's strategy involves partnering with well-funded jurisdictions and skilled partners to develop projects. Global Energy Metals is excited about the recent graphite discovery at the Millennium Project, aligning with other projects in Queensland's Mount Isa area. Smith noted the company's active involvement in various portfolio companies, providing shareholders with exposure to diverse commodities and ongoing exploration work. He assured exciting developments ahead, focusing on expanding investment in the battery supply chain and critical minerals.
North Bay Resources acquires Mount Vernon Mine, expects long-term gold production. North Bay Resources, Inc. has acquired 100% of the Mount Vernon Mine in Sierra County, California. The mine, known for its paleoplacer deposit, is expected to yield significant gold quantities with high-grade nuggets reportedly grading at 90 ounces. With existing infrastructure and permits in place, test mining is set to begin immediately, with plans to process 100 tons per day. Projections suggest daily gold production of around 80 ounces, translating to gross revenues of $200,000 per day. With nearly 1 million tons of high-grade feedstock, the mine's operations could last for 50 years at the current rate. CEO Jared Lazerson highlighted the company's growth and the stability of gold as an investment, aiming for continued development and potential expansion of processing capabilities. Westwater Resources announces major graphite sales agreement with Fiat Chrysler. Westwater Resources, Inc. has announced a significant sales agreement with Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, part of the Stellantis group of companies. This new contract is a crucial step for Westwater Resources in securing debt financing as it represents a major offtake agreement. The contract involves supplying natural graphite anode material from Westwater's Kellyton graphite plant, covering the balance of the Phase 1 production. Having 100% committed volumes under contract is beneficial for lenders as it reduces the risk compared to uncommitted capacity sold on the spot market. Fiat Chrysler will begin receiving supplies in 2026, while Westwater Resources focuses on securing financing, selecting a lender, and continuing with the construction of Phase 1.
LeadStar Marketplace unleashes groundbreaking enhancements to its lead generation platform. LeadStar Marketplace has announced the launch of LeadStar 2.0. offering significant enhancements to its lead generation platform for AmeriLife-affiliated agents. The upgraded platform includes an extended lead catalog, multimedia channel capabilities, and advanced optimization technologies to improve lead generation efficiency. With a focus on Medicare, Medicare Advantage, ACA, and final expense insurance coverage, LeadStar 2.0 aims to connect agents with the right prospects more efficiently. The platform's expansion targets social media, inbounds, direct mail, and transfers, providing deeper marketing funnel visibility. Additionally, LeadStar 2.0 introduces enhanced optimization capabilities, ensuring clients receive relevant and high-potential leads. For more information, visit leadstarhub.com.
Northstar Gold advances exploration with successful funding and promising drill targets. Northstar Gold Corp CEO Brian Fowler announced the successful closure of the first tranche of a non-brokered private placement, raising over $254,000. The funds will primarily support critical minerals exploration and diamond drilling on a newly identified EM conductor near the historic Cam Copper Mine. Recent prospecting efforts have revealed VMS-style copper and silver values, indicating a potential zone expansion at depth. Northstar plans to drill test the Zone 2 extension conductor in Q3 2024 to build on these promising exploration results.
Standard Uranium announces promising new drilling campaign at Sundog Uranium Project. Standard Uranium Ltd. Vice President of Exploration Sean Hilliker revealed exciting new prospecting results and identified drill target areas at the Sundog Uranium Project in Saskatchewan. The upcoming drilling campaign aims to test high-priority targets and discover high-grade uranium mineralization along structural corridors. Hilliker emphasized the prioritized drill targets identified through advanced airborne surveys. The program will include drilling approximately 1,000 to 1,200 meters across 5 to 7 holes, with continuous adjustments based on results. The goal is to optimize exploration and increase the chances of a significant uranium discovery.
Endurance Gold begins 10,000-meter drilling campaign at Reliance Gold property. Endurance Gold CEO Robert Boyd has announced the start of a 10,000-meter drilling campaign at the Reliance Gold property in southern British Columbia. The exploration program, which began in May, aims to expand the gold zones discovered within the Royal Shear. With drill intersections exceeding 10 grams per meter of gold, the company plans to extend high-grade mineralization along strike and to depth. This ambitious initiative is expected to last approximately 5 months, with a focus on unlocking the property's full potential. Endurance Gold is strategically positioned near the historic Bourlorne Pioneer Gold Mining Camp and Village of Gold Bridge, setting the stage for significant milestones in the near future. Spectra Systems CEO announces major contract with Central Bank for sensor manufacturing. Spectra Systems Corporation CEO Nabil Lawandi has announced a significant contract with a central bank for sensor manufacturing. The $37.9 million deal includes an additional $1.7 million expected later this year. Revenue recognition will follow a standard cost accounting basis, with most revenues anticipated from 2025 to 2027 and trailing revenues until 2029. The contract is expected to generate higher profits than previously estimated, showcasing Spectra Systems' financial strength and strategic importance. This deal reinforces the company's market position and commitment to delivering top-notch sensor solutions. With a steady revenue stream secured, Spectra Systems is poised for continued success and value creation for stakeholders.
Tonix Pharmaceuticals receives positive feedback from FDA on Tonmya for fibromyalgia management. Tonix Pharmaceuticals CEO Dr. Seth Lederman has announced positive feedback from the FDA on Tonmya for managing fibromyalgia. The company received formal minutes from a pre-new drug application meeting, indicating that the data package is comprehensive for the NDA submission. The plan is to submit the NDA in the second half of 2024, potentially leading to FDA approval in the second half of 2025. This development is crucial for fibromyalgia patients who often struggle with current treatment options. Tonix Pharmaceuticals is focused on advancing Tonmya through the regulatory process to offer a new, effective solution for those with fibromyalgia.
Traders Insurance introduces new part-time motor trade insurance policies. Traders Insurance has introduced new part-time motor trade insurance policies, catering to individuals balancing motor trade activities with other commitments. This expansion offers flexible coverage options, addressing the market's demand for comprehensive solutions. Tailored for part-time traders buying, selling, or repairing vehicles, these policies accommodate varying operation scales. Home-based traders can also benefit without impacting their standard home insurance. Traders Insurance focuses on practical solutions, meeting the unique needs of part-time motor traders. For more details, visit the Traders Insurance website.
Style by Magda launches brand new website featuring expanded interior design services and lifestyle blog. Style by Magda, known for its fusion of classic elegance and contemporary trends, has launched a newly redesigned website, stylebymagda.com. The updated site enhances user experience, showcases interior design services, and features a lifestyle blog covering fashion, beauty, travel, and interior design. Founder Magda Callery is excited about the innovative and customer-friendly platform. The website includes an expanded section on interior design services, an interactive portfolio, and a blog with expert advice. Special promotions are available to celebrate the launch, including discounts on consultations and products. Visit stylebymagda.com to explore the new site and engage with Magda's expertise. Avenue Z promotes Neka Etteniru to Executive Vice President of Global Brand Strategy. Avenue Z promotes Neka Etteniru to Executive Vice President of Global Brand Strategy. With nearly 15 years of experience in press and communications, Etteniru will oversee brand strategy across Avenue Z, offering strategic counsel to help clients increase revenue and protect their reputations. Jeffrey Herzog, Chairman and CEO of Avenue Z, praises Etteniru's ability to excel in high-stakes situations and her pivotal role in the company's expansion of services. Etteniru's clients include technology brands like Better.com and Easterly Government Properties, as well as private equity firms like Recharge Capital. Her background includes work with FTI Consulting, fintech startups, and financial journalism. Recognized for her leadership in advertising, marketing, and PR, Etteniru holds a bachelor's degree from NYU and a Wharton certificate in fintech. Avenue Z, a media and technology company, focuses on driving influence for clients across all channels. Mercury 13 and FC Como Women reimagines women's football with new elevated brand identity, targeting female audience. FC Como Women, in partnership with Mercury 13, unveils a new brand identity ahead of the 24-25 Serie A Femminile eBay season. The rebranding effort, led by Communion Studio, aims to position FC Como Women as a premium brand appealing to a global female audience. The new identity breaks away from tradition, focusing on gender equality and empowerment. With a classic black and white color scheme, the crest symbolizes resilience and ambition. The club's mission is to inspire women to achieve the impossible, both on and off the field. Stay tuned for upcoming announcements of founding partners and sponsors as FC Como Women continues to redefine the future of women's football.
Benchmark International unveils the 2024 Global Business Services Industry Report. Benchmark International, a leader in the mergers and acquisition M&A industry, has released its 2024 Global Business Services Industry Report. This comprehensive report offers insights into market size, technological advancements, regulatory changes, M&A trends, and future projections within the business services sector. With a focus on new technologies and market demands, this report aims to help companies navigate the evolving landscape. The report is a valuable resource for executives, investors, and professionals in the industry, providing critical information to make informed strategic decisions. For more information and to access the report, visit Benchmark International's website.
Forum Health breaks into Denver market with acquisition of Concierge Functional and Regenerative Medicine Practice. Forum Health LLC, a nationwide network of integrative and functional medicine providers, has expanded into Denver CO with the acquisition of Revolutionary MD. Known for its focus on health and wellness, Denver provides an ideal backdrop for personalized healthcare. Dr. Grover's expertise in functional, regenerative, and anti-aging medicine aligns seamlessly with Forum Health's model, enhancing services for wellness-focused patients. Revolutionary MD offers advanced testing, genomic panels, and AI-driven personalized recommendations for improved outcomes. The clinic specializes in anti-aging, hormone replacement therapy, sexual health, aesthetic dermatology, and more. Dr. Grover's dedication to integrative medicine is evident in his credentials and publications. Forum Health is committed to providing personalized care rooted in functional and integrative medicine principles. For more information, visit forumhealth.com. Say goodbye to inconvenient TRT. Meet the game-changing oral testosterone treatment, Prime by Mango RX. Many men over 40 struggle with low testosterone levels, impacting their energy, mood, and libido. MangoCeuticals Inc. is changing the game with Prime powered by Kysotrex, an FDA-approved oral testosterone replacement therapy. Prime is clinically proven to restore testosterone levels with just 2 oral doses a day, offering a convenient and less messy alternative to traditional treatments. With a low price of $224 per month and easy telemedicine platform, Prime is gaining popularity. Kysotrex has been shown to be up to 96% effective in restoring testosterone levels, providing stable hormone levels without the need for injections. Prime offers a range of benefits, including increased endurance, strength, energy levels, and improved mental clarity. Say goodbye to inconvenient TRT and hello to Prime by Mango RX. Freelance jobs grow despite AI, finds new data from Freelancer.com. Freelancer.com, the world's largest freelancing marketplace, released its Q2 2024 Fast 50 Index, revealing a 27.1% growth in computer security jobs. This surge in cybersecurity skills indicates more small to medium businesses are seeking freelance support. Despite concerns, generative AI tools have not impacted freelance jobs negatively, with writing, business service, and legal skills all growing. Preliminary results from Freelancer.com's AI survey show over half of workers are earning the same or more since the introduction of AI tools. Additionally, market research and telemarketing jobs are on the rise, reflecting the increasing demand for general business services on the platform. E-commerce jobs saw a decline attributed to seasonality, while graphic design remains the most popular freelancing job. Electronic repairs have seen significant growth, becoming one of the fastest-growing skills globally. Benchmark International successfully facilitated the transaction between Geograph Technologies LLC and Abingdon Software Group. Benchmark International has successfully facilitated a transaction between Geograph Technologies LLC and Abingdon Software Group. Geograph provides GIS services utilizing a software extension for managing networks. Abingdon, based in the UK, saw a cultural fit and vision alignment with Geograph. Founded in 2018, Geograph serves over 150 customers and offers professional services. Abingdon develops a mission-critical platform for industries undergoing digital transformation. For more information, contact Benchmark International at the provided contact details. Wewen and Toymake 3er's debut limited edition collectible toy that unlocks unique cross-chain NFTs using Jellybean technology. Toymake 3er's, in collaboration with Wen, is introducing a limited edition Wen collectible toy that utilizes Jellybean technology to unlock unique cross-chain NFTs. This innovative toy connects the Solana and Aptos blockchains, rewarding owners with exclusive digital collectibles. Available for only 10 days, the plush Wen toy unlocks one of 3 Wen digital collectibles on the Aptos blockchain. By leveraging Jellybean technology, Toymake 3er's is redefining the collectibles industry, offering fans a new standard in digital collectibles that seamlessly blend physical and digital worlds. Stay tuned for the launch on July 18th at 11 a.m. EST on shop.wenwencoin.com for a revolutionary collectible experience.
A decade and a half of leadership, Nathan Lesnowski named Microsoft MVP for 15th year, dual awarded for AI and Azure. Nathan Lesnowski, Chief Technology Officer at Concurrency Inc., has been named a Microsoft Most Valuable Professional, MVP, for the 15th consecutive year, receiving dual awards for AI and Azure. His expertise and leadership in the technology community have been recognized with this prestigious accolade. Nathan's contributions to Azure OpenAI have been instrumental in helping organizations leverage AI to drive innovation and improve operations. His recognition underscores Concurrency's commitment to excellence, with a history of being named Microsoft Partner of the Year 12 times. Nathan's deep technical knowledge and thought leadership have made him a key figure in the industry, inspiring and influencing the tech community. His dedication to pushing the boundaries of AI and Azure makes him a valuable asset to Concurrency Inc.
Perna & Abrocht LLC welcomes Deborah Lewis Esquire, expanding legal services into new practice areas. Perna & Abrocht LLC is excited to welcome Deborah Lewis Esquire to their team of attorneys. With experience in various legal areas, including employment, immigration, contract, and disability law, Deborah's addition expands the firm's services. She brings bilingual capabilities in English and Spanish, enhancing client support. The firm now offers comprehensive legal services in employment, immigration, contract, and disability law. Perna & Abrocht LLC prioritizes personalized client service, and Deborah's client-centric approach aligns with this commitment. The firm's dedication to community engagement is further strengthened by Deborah's expertise. As Perna & Abrocht LLC continues to grow, they remain focused on integrity, professionalism, and client-centered service. For more information, visit wa4law.com or contact the firm at 610-444-0933.
K2 Laboratory obtains NDC codes for two investigational drugs. K2 Laboratory has obtained NDC codes for its brain rehabilitation oral solution and telomerase inhibitor oral solution, marking a significant milestone in their research projects. The brain rehabilitation oral solution is focused on Alzheimer's disease, while the telomerase inhibitor oral solution is part of their cancer studies. This achievement signals the completion of early-stage development phases, paving the way for future studies. K2 Laboratory remains dedicated to advancing the research and development of these investigational drugs, showcasing their commitment to pharmaceutical innovation.
Business Central's leading MES, Shopfloor Insight, marks 14 years. Insight Works celebrates the 14th anniversary of its flagship product, Shopfloor Insight, a manufacturing execution system, MES, for Microsoft Dynamics 365 Business Central. Launched in 2010, Shopfloor Insight streamlines production management with advanced barcode technology, real-time insights, and enhanced security features. Key features include comprehensive time and attendance management, efficient data capture, mobile device compatibility, quality and process monitoring, real-time reporting, flexible configuration, and enhanced security. Trusted by professionals in the manufacturing industry, Shopfloor Insight is the highest-rated MES app on AppSource, empowering manufacturers to optimize production processes and achieve higher quality control. Learn more at www.dmsciworks.com.
APZMe welcomes Brian Colau to advisory board. APZMe, a leading dental sleep organization, DSO, and management services organization, is excited to announce that Brian Colau has joined the company's advisory board. With nearly 30 years of experience in the dental industry, Brian Colau is the director of DEMA's Dental Service Organizations, DSO, industry group. He is known for his expertise in DSO formation, business structures, mergers and acquisitions, and regulatory compliance. CEO Ronnie Ben-David expressed gratitude for Brian's addition, stating that his leadership will be crucial in expanding services and becoming a leader in sleep medicine. Brian Colau's role at Dykema has been instrumental in shaping the DSO landscape, providing legal counsel to major DSOs in the country. Brian Colau himself expressed excitement in joining APZMe's advisory board, highlighting the company's commitment to innovative solutions and growth in dental sleep medicine. This addition marks a significant step forward for APZMe as they continue to strengthen their leadership team and impact in the field of sleep medicine.
EcoPower meets pickup truck practicality. Inventor Ty Iacoboni has introduced the world's first retractable solar blanket designed for pickup trucks, revolutionizing vehicular solar technology. The Ty Iacoboni solar blanket transforms truck beds into clean energy powerhouses, providing a reliable source of renewable energy for tools and devices on the go. Built for versatility, this solar blanket can be deployed while the truck is in motion or at rest, offering energy self-sufficiency and peace of mind during emergencies or leisure activities. With its lightweight yet durable design, the solar blanket is set to become an essential accessory for pickup truck owners, redefining vehicle power management with its portability and efficiency. Summit Wealth Investment Education Foundation, Pedro Hill on the importance of RIA licensing and compliance. Summit Wealth Investment Education Foundation, founded by Pedro Hill, emphasizes the importance of RIA licensing and compliance. An RIA license is regulated by the SEC or state securities departments, allowing companies to offer investment analysis and advice to investors. To obtain this license, fund managers typically need to pass the Series 65 exam or hold financial certifications, like the CFA. Registered investment advisors must act in the best interests of their clients, maintain transparency, and conduct asset management through third-party custodians. Summit Wealth, established in 2018, aims to enhance financial literacy through professional education, utilizing an advanced AI investment system and tax incentives to educate investors in various financial instruments. 2024 Global Architecture, Engineering, and Construction AEC Industry Report, Benchmark International unveils critical insights. Benchmark International, a leader in the mergers and acquisition M&A industry, has released its comprehensive 2024 Global Architecture, Engineering, and Construction AEC Industry Report. This document offers valuable insights into the dynamic AEC sector, analyzing market dynamics, technological innovations, regulatory developments, M&A activity, and future outlook. With a focus on market size, growth rates, and key trends like building information modeling, BIM, and sustainable construction practices, this report serves as a crucial resource for industry professionals worldwide. For more information, visit Benchmark International's website. Georgia Injury Advocates releases free report, Don't Lose Your Right to a Valid Georgia Personal Injury Claim. Do these 7 things after an accident. Georgia Injury Advocates has released a free report titled Don't Lose Your Right to a Valid Georgia Personal Injury Claim. Do these 7 things after an accident. The report, authored by Marietta personal injury lawyer Ramiro Rodriguez Jr., provides crucial information for accident victims. It outlines 7 key steps to protect rights and ensure a valid personal injury claim. The report covers safety measures, reporting accidents, gathering evidence, contacting a lawyer, understanding rights, dealing with insurance companies, and keeping detailed records. To download the report, visit the Georgia Injury Advocates website. For more information or consultation, call 70-766-0555. Aclara Resources CEO Ramon Barua announces strategic alliance for sustainable permanent magnets. Aclara Resources CEO Ramon Barua has announced a strategic alliance with Vacuum Schmelz GmbH & Co. V to offer a mine-to-magnets solution for ESG-compliant permanent magnets. This partnership aims to address the increasing demand for rare earth permanent magnets in electric vehicles, wind turbines, and clean technologies. Aclara's focus on dysprosium and terbium, key rare earth minerals, positions them as a potential supplier outside of Asia. By developing projects in Chile and Brazil and advancing processing technology, Aclara aims to create a sustainable supply chain for permanent magnets. This collaboration underscores Aclara's commitment to sustainability and innovation in meeting global demand for environmentally responsible technologies.
Ocean Power Technologies CEO Philip Stratman announces contract for AI-enhanced PowerBuoy. Ocean Power Technologies CEO Philip Stratman has announced a new contract for the immediate delivery of a PowerBuoy equipped with Meros, the company's cutting-edge artificial intelligence-capable maritime domain awareness solution. This contract, focused on deployment in the Middle East, is set to generate revenues within the current quarter. This achievement builds on OPT's previous announcement of being a preferred supplier for Meros-equipped buoys in the region. The AI-enhanced power buoy, featuring a solar and wind-powered system, demonstrates OPT's capability to provide robust solutions for various marine environments globally. This contract highlights OPT's continued business growth and commitment to delivering advanced maritime technology solutions worldwide.
Nextech3D.ai certified as Amazon's 3D model external content provider, poised for major growth. Nextech3D.ai CEO Evan Gappelberg announced the company's certification as a certified 3D model external content provider for Amazon, showcasing their expertise in the 3D platforms sector. Amazon listings with 3D models have seen a 2-fold increase in purchase conversions, driving sellers to adopt 3D models. With nearly 100,000 3D models delivered in the past 5 years, Nextech3D.ai's patented technology allows for efficient scaling of 3D model creation. Now recognized as an Amazon 3D model external content provider, Nextech3D.ai offers advanced 3D modeling solutions to enhance product listings on Amazon. This certification not only validates their technical capabilities, but also paves the way for growth and innovation, positioning Nextech3D.ai as a leader in the industry.
Leaders in Real Estate advocate for cooperative approaches to address housing crisis. K3 Holdings, a real estate investment firm, advocates for cooperative approaches to address the housing crisis. Leaders emphasize the need for collaborative policies to combat homelessness and provide safe housing options. Nathan Kadisha, a K3 principal, highlights the importance of inclusive solutions that benefit both landlords and tenants. By working together, stakeholders can create policies that promote stability, fairness, and inclusivity in the housing market. For more information or interviews, contact Dan Renee at 202-329-8357 or dan@danreen.com.
Leading national massage destination Squeeze welcomes Melinda Davenport as strategic advisor. Squeeze, the leading massage destination founded by the creators of Drybar, welcomes Melinda Davenport as their newest strategic advisor. With extensive experience in top Fortune 500 companies, Davenport will provide strategic counsel to the board and CEO Brittany Driscoll. Her responsibilities include investor strategy, innovation efforts, and fostering industry relations. Davenport's addition underscores Squeeze's commitment to excellence and innovation in the massage industry. As Squeeze aims to double its national footprint by 2024, Davenport's expertise will be crucial in guiding the brand's growth and success.
From stage to stage, how New Horizon Aircraft's eVTOLs could simplify tour logistics. For Taylor Swift Sustainably, electric vertical takeoff and landing, eVTOL aircraft, like those developed by New Horizon Aircraft, have the potential to revolutionize transportation logistics. Traditional tour logistics for artists like Taylor Swift involve meticulous planning to move equipment from city to city, facing challenges like traffic and weather delays. eVTOL aircraft offer a sustainable solution with their vertical takeoff capabilities and electric propulsion, reducing carbon footprint and providing a faster, more efficient mode of transport. New Horizon Aircraft's Cavorite X7, with its unique wing design and hybrid electric propulsion system, is leading the way in urban air mobility. As the future of tour logistics evolves, eVTOL technology could offer artists like Taylor Swift increased efficiency, safety, and sustainability for smoother tours and happier fans.
Laser Photonics is trailblazing with advanced lasers that include cutting-edge tech. Laser Photonics Corp. is revolutionizing laser technology with cutting-edge innovations in laser systems and anti-drone solutions. Leveraging decades of experience, the company offers vanguard laser blasting technologies that are precise, automated, and eco-friendly. With a focus on addressing industry challenges, LPC's CleanTech laser cleaning systems now feature mobile connectivity and smart safety features. Additionally, the SaberTech laser cutting systems boast turbo-piercing technology for enhanced precision. By incorporating AI and IoT technology, Laser Photonics is setting new standards in speed, precision, and automation. With a commitment to innovation, LPC continues to lead in laser technology with anti-drone solutions and fiber laser cutting systems, paving the way for future advancements.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.